Representatives of the U.S. Navy and other branches of the military visited Homer on Monday to discuss the Northern Edge exercises to take place in the Gulf of Alaska. The information session was tense. KBBI's Quentin Chandler has more.
Four representatives traveled to Homer to explain the purpose of Northern Edge. Captain Raymond Hesser is a naval officer with Alaskan Command.
We as a team were able to present a lot of information. If they wanted to listen to it, then, you know, I'm sure they learned something, and the whole point was an information exchange. So we gave them some information, and then we were able to listen. I think we got a pretty good amount of feedback.
Hesser and his team explained the history of Northern Edge, the drills involved, and the equipment that would be used. They also said there wouldn't be any population-wide impacts to fish or marine mammals. Homer residents rejected that. Bob Shavelson, executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper, seemed to surprise the delegation with a question on the Navy's recent legal trouble regarding exercises planned in waters near Hawaii and Southern California.
There was a court decision, a federal district court decision in April, that said that the analysis, the environmental analysis they did for Hawaiian and Southern California waters was inadequate, and it was actually illegal under the Marine Mammal Protection Act and other federal laws.
Shavelson asked if the Navy violated federal law there, then what are they doing differently here? None of the speakers had an answer. Hesser says he wishes he did.
Would I have liked to have, you know, answers to every single question that was given? Yes. Have I heard that question before? Yes. Have I heard it answered before? Yes. I just would not even dare to try to answer the question when I don't personally know the answer. And we just did the best we could on very short notice to come and be as transparent as possible.
Hesser says the group only had a few days' notice to make the trip to Homer. He adds that if the same legal error were made with this study, he is sure they would face a similar court ruling.
That's not an answer to the question, but I understand that they're different. And so I just try to point that out.
Dr. Cynthia Ledoux-Bloom is a fisheries scientist in California who has worked with the Navy in the Gulf of Alaska. But she says she's only given the supplemental EIS for Northern Edge a brief read. Ledoux-Bloom thinks there were good points raised at the meeting, like why the Trustee Council data on herring didn't make it into the Navy's impact study.
I don't know if the data was available between 2008 and 2011, and if it was, it should, in my opinion, have been included.
But she also believes there's a gap between people's expectations and what is actually possible. For instance, she doesn't know how to figure out if there's a positive relationship between fish mortality and exercises the Navy will be doing in the Gulf.
Were there fish before the training operations? Were there fish after the training operations? Did the training operations themselves remove the fish? If the fish died, did they float? Did they sink? Were they dead and just picked up by shorebirds? So I think, like, trying to figure out, you know, like, mortality, you know, and making a causational relationship is I don't know how to do it.
Hesser says he appreciates the community's concerns, and he wishes he could have come to Homer to start a dialogue months before Northern Edge got underway. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.